Let us turn to the Song of Solomon tonight. A few verses that I will draw your attention to. But first of all, the Song of Solomon, chapter 5. One of the things about the Lord's table is that it's a visible sign of His sufferings. Because the bread depicts the broken body. And as we've been reminded tonight, the wine pictures the squeezed out blood of sacrifice. You remember, He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. There was intense pressure. It was the weight of our sins and of the divine wrath. The Lord gives this table and He tells us about His sufferings. The Lord presents His sufferings and He tells us about, He advertises them to melt us, to make us appreciative. And He actually says, this is My body broken for you. And this is My blood shed for you. So he tells us of His sufferings. And we have something similar to that in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, where the bride says she's been sleeping. She's been on a bed. And like, that's very often the case. We're sleeping saints. And we're just on a bed of ease. And she says in verse 2, she says, I sleep, but my heart waketh. And that's true. Every child of God has a heart that's wakened. The sinner can't say that. The sinner's not wakened. The child of God may have a sleepy spirit, but they have a heart that's been wakened. My heart waketh. It's the voice of My beloved that knocketh. The Lord's always knocking. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, He says. He does that all the time to us. And He comes to the bride in bed and He says, open to Me. The door's closed. He's outside. He says, open to Me, My sister, My love, My dove, My undefiled. And then He gives a reason. He says, for My head is filled with dew and My locks with the drops of the night. He's looking her to melt her. He's looking to quicken her and to stir her up and to make her feel and to have some love. And He tells her He's been out all night. I've been out in the cold. I've been out in the night. My head's filled with dew. It's not only touched with dew, but it's filled with dew. I've been out all night. And my locks are dropping. They're dropping with the drops of the night. And what He's saying is, I've been out all night. And the Lord Jesus was out all night for us. He went into the darkness for us. He went into the night of the divine wrath for us. He gave Himself. He gave all Himself. He says, my head's filled with the dew of the night. I've been through the night. Why do You keep me out? Why do You treat me thus? Why do You not open the door? Why do You neglect me? I'm knocking. I've been out all night. And the Lord Jesus at the cross was out for us. This is My blood. This is My body. Look at my hair. You can see it. All night. All night for you. Let me in. Now, brothers and sisters, if that doesn't melt our hearts, if that doesn't get us up off our beds of ease, if that doesn't make us go to our Lord, what will? If the cross doesn't melt us, what will? What will? If the pleading of Jesus doesn't melt us and make us soft, what will? Only this will work. The pleas of Jesus. I've been at the cross for you. I've been through the waters for you. Look, I'm dripping. That man. And so you can see the Lord Jesus, how he makes a plea here, and He tells us. He does this all the time. If you turn to Psalm 20, or Psalm 22, you'll see there how He tells us about His sufferings in Psalm 22. We can't read all the psalm. But look at verse 13. They gaped upon me with their mouths. And then verse 14, I'm poured out like water. I'm poured out like water and all my bones are out of joint. He's telling us of his sufferings. He's telling us how he feels inside. My heart is like wax. It's melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue cleaveth to my jaws. I'm thirsty. And then he says, they part all my garments, verse 18. He's telling us. They part my garments among them. I'm stripped for you. I'm going through the shame. They're casting lots upon me. And they're straying upon me. And then look at the end of verse 16. They pierced my hands and my feet. He's telling us what they've done to him. The Lord Jesus does that all the time. This is my body broken. This is my blood shed. Look at my hair stripping from the knee. Look at my hands and my feet. They pierced my hands and my feet. He's telling us. That's why he gives us this supper. So we'll never forget. We'll never forget what he's been through for us. We must never forget, brethren and sisters. And it has to melt us, Lord. Melt us here tonight. Melt us. Take away the hardness. Take away the stubbornness, Lord. Take it all away. The book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 50. The Lord Jesus is doing this to him again. In chapter 50 of Isaiah, verse 5, he says, the Lord God have opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. The Lord didn't go back. What he had to face would turn any of us back. Well, he wouldn't face it. But he says, I didn't turn back. He says, look, verse 6, I give my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off their hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. Isn't the Lord telling us? He's telling us. Why is he telling us? I didn't hide my face. Why is he telling us? I give my back to the smiters. Why is he telling us that? Just the way he gave us the supper. So we'll never forget. Oh, we must never forget. We must never forget the price. We must never forget the cost. We must never get so hard that the blood never melts us. We mustn't get hard, brethren and sisters. We mustn't. We mustn't get better. So that even the sufferings of Jesus don't melt us. They don't melt us anymore. I'll still lay on in my stubbornness and rebellion. I'll still lay on in my envy and pride and malice. I'll still go on in my stubborn way. I won't get up at all. I won't get up at all to let you in, Jesus. Oh no, don't be like that. Don't be like that. Break all your contracts with sin and lust. Tear them all up. And get up. And get up. And follow him. And then John's Gospel, chapter 20. And the verse 20. It says there, he showed unto them his hands and his side. He showed them to comfort them, to melt them, to assure them. He showed them to them. He showed them his hands. He pulled up his outer garment. He pulled it up. He showed them his side. He showed them his heart. He showed them. Have you ever seen? He showed them, but have you ever seen? Have I ever seen? Have I been melted? What do we see? Do we see people's attitudes? Do we see people's ways and that affects us? Do we see how other Christians go on? Do we see how the world goes on? What are we looking at? And what do we see? Do we see a side? He showed them his side. Brothers and sisters, look at his side, from where the blood came, where the spear went that ripped asunder his heart, opened up all the chambers of his heart, and the blood poured out. It just poured out. He showed them his side. Oh, may it show us a sight. May we see nothing else but a sight. Lord, show us your sight. Show us your heart, Lord. Please.